The Hayes Chamber is celebrating educators. President and CEO Sarah Wasinger and Administrative Assistant Marlis Fletcher talk to us about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. Well, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Let's start with the annual education appreciation. What's that about?
So I would think people would be surprised to find out that this is our 32nd year in a row as the Chamber to do an education appreciation event for our fantastic educators. So Ellis County, we've been doing this for years, obviously. COVID-19 gives us an opportunity to refresh all of our events, which we'll be talking about a lot this morning. But we will be delivering treat baskets and goodies to our area schools pretty well throughout the next couple of months. We already started last week at Wilson, and we've got three scheduled for this week. And this event is really just to thank our educators for doing the great job that they do, as well as to welcome our new staff that are in the area. So all of our new staff will be putting together a brief little video just to kind of introduce faces and names in our school locations, and Scott's actually working on that this week. And then the treat baskets are made possible by our generous sponsors. And if I could quickly just give them a big shout out. We've got Dean Elner Realtors, Kelly Liker, Enersys, Midwest Energy, Next Tech, Rose Garden Banquet Hall, which of course is responsible for making those delicious treat bags. And then we've also got Walmart Supercenter, Ameriprise Financial, and then Golden Plains Credit Union. And Marlis, you and I delivered a bag to Wilson. Do you want to talk just briefly about what was in those tasty bags?
Oh, we did, and it looked amazing. It was just a basket full of, I saw some kind of flavored popcorn in there. There was some breads. There was just all different kinds of snacks and treats. It looked amazing.
And then courtesy of Glassman Corporation, we were also able to take some boxes of Kleenex and some hand sanitizer, too. So I'm just trying to do things a little bit differently, make sure it's a safe way for us to say thank you, but also still ensure that we have an impactful event and are able to welcome the new educators.
That's very cool. And you say this is the 32nd one of these?
Yeah, we've done this time or two, apparently. This is only my second one, and obviously in the position, but normally we would actually have this event at Rose Garden Banquet Hall, and it would look like a nice dinner for everybody who would attend, and then they'd have a chance to win some prizes. This year, we're kind of retooling it to where we can bring the thank you to the people at the schools.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, speaking of appreciation, it's also Ag Appreciation coming up. You want to talk a little bit about that as well?
Yes, great segue, James. So September 21st through September 25th is when we'll have this event. And again, this would normally be a meal that we would have for the farmers and ranchers of Ellis County, and we would have a whole bunch of prizes and giveaways. We are doing things a little differently, so we actually were just able to drop off tickets at our sponsor locations. And Marlis, I'll let you go through where folks can pick up tickets for that event.
So you can pick up tickets at Carrico Implement, Commerce Bank, Equity Bank, Golden Belt Bank, High Plains Farm Credit, Insurance Planning, Ag Pro Crop, and Ag Pro Crop Insurance, and Next Tech, and Gutierrez's and Trio Tap House. Now, ITC is also a sponsor, but they won't have tickets because they don't have a Hayes storefront.
So the cool thing about this is each family will get a single ticket. We used to give tickets for each person who would attend, but they will be able to pick up a ticket at one of those sponsoring locations, James. And then the week of September 21st, they can bring that ticket into the chamber office. And Gutierrez is going to be putting together some wonderful prepackaged treats and goodies for us. We'll have some beverages for folks to take advantage of and enjoy. And our sponsors have also been generous enough to put some items together for a swag bag, if you will. And each family will be able to pick up one bag. And then the cool thing about this is we are going to have 10 different, let me say that again, 10 different $100 prizes that they can win. So they will be entered in for a chance to win one of those. And then Monday, September 28th, we'll do a live drawing for those prizes on Facebook Live.
Very cool. On your Facebook page, Hayes Chamber?
Yes. Okay. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's Hayes Chamber at Facebook, right? Or at Hayes Chamber?
At Hayes, I think it's at Hayes Area Chamber. We're still trying to work on fixing that with our branding. It takes a bit of time to change that stuff on Facebook, apparently.
Well, yeah, and, you know, and Facebook likes to change everything every day, so.
Right.
You know, who knows what's going on with those jokers?
Exactly.
Well, that's awesome. So you got Ag Appreciation, you've got the Education Appreciation. What else you guys got going on this week?
Well, you know, we only have one more other big event. You know, when we like to do things, we like to do things big at the Chamber. So let's have three big events within the span of a month and a half, literally. It's pretty fun. But we've got our golf tournament next week. It's hard to believe with the weather turning like this, but yes, we still have to do that. But we are excited on September 18th to have our Eagle Radio Golf Tournament. So you guys are our title sponsors. We're so thankful for that partnership this year. But we still have a few slots left for teams if folks still want to register to play. It'll be a great day out on the golf course. It'll include juice and rolls in the morning, and then we'll have a fantastic lunch prepared by the Smoky Hill Country Club staff, as well as some prepackaged appetizers and snacks in the afternoon. And, of course, there will be adult beverages and non-adult beverages to enjoy on the course. And then we will also have an auction. We haven't really talked much about the auction yet, James. We will be doing another auction in conjunction with the golf tournament this year. And much like our other auctions, like the TMP Ace Auction and the FHSU Sports Auction, we will be having this tour. Anyone can go to our Facebook page and click on the link, and then they can register to bid on items all throughout next week. So we will open it up at 10 a.m., and Marlis and I have been very busy inputting some of those items. Marlis, do you want to talk a bit about some of the things that people can bid on?
I do. We've actually had a lot of nice prizes, auction items donated by our sponsors.
We've got a vacuum from Home Depot. It's a shop vac. We've got several items up for bid. One item, actually, that we're really excited about is an ad on our Chamber's website that people can pick up. We have a very beautiful gift bag from Salon 1007.
Oh, that crossbody purse is beautiful.
Yes, and it has a lot of fantastic products in it. And then we also have quite a few different items that people can pick up, a variety of golf balls. We have a lot of gift certificates from our local restaurants that people can pick up. So just a big variety of things. People will, again, be able to click on that link and then bid on those items. We're still putting some items in this week, so if businesses are out there and they say, hey, I want to donate something for that, you're definitely still welcome to, and then we'll get those items input, and then everybody can bid that whole week. We will close bidding at 10 o'clock that Friday night, so Friday, September 18th at 10 is when those auction items will close. And one other item that we have in conjunction with our golf tournament is the raffle, and that will be the His and Her Beer and Wine Fridge, and those tickets will be available for purchase through the auction website as well. Those will be $20 each or 3 for $50, and these fridges are stocked to the brim with delicious local wine and beer.
Gotta love that.
So it's pretty hard to not enjoy a tasty beverage here and there, especially with everything going on.
And they're set up in the office, so stop by and take a look at them. I think there was 60 summer cans, summer bottles of beer in the beer fridge, and there were 19 bottles of wine in the wine fridge. Winner takes both, so
there might have been 20 bottles of wine and one got drank. I'm not sure how that
happened. I was going to say, I heard a was in there. Was 20 bottles.
Counted lately, but there was 19 when I started. 19 bottles of wine and 60 beers when I started. So,
still a pretty cool prize. Even if it gets down to like 17, it'd be okay.
No, there will be that many available when you come and pick up the prize. And Marlis brings up a great point. So our auction, James, people can come to the Chamber office. If they're curious about any of the prizes for the auction or things that they can bid on, they're more than welcome to come here the week of the auction and come check that stuff out. We'll have everything up for display.
Oh, very cool. Kind of just laid out like a spread.
Well, my office looks like Event Central right now, James. You should come check it out, really, because when you have three big events in a matter of a month and a half, we have 325 Ag Appreciation Bags. We have 150 Education Appreciation Bags. And we've got 150 bags for our golfers. So we are just at the brim of fun and activity here today.
Wow. What better you than me?
Well, if you get bored later, we could use some help stuffing some ag bags.
Okay, well, I might swing by. We'll see how it goes. But so let's before we run out of time here, let's get into your regular stuff, because you've got, even on top of all these other events, you've got your regular week stuff going on, right?
We do.
So on September 9th, we've got the virtual HYP Advisory Council meeting. We've also got the Ambassador Committee Captain meeting. On September the 10th, the calendar listed business showcase, but we're going to have that in October, and we'll give you more details about that as it gets closer. So that's going to be another fun event. And then on September 11th, the Chamber Chat is at Miracle Ear.
And again, just because things are changing so quickly, we are reminding folks as we get updates from things, we do have some events that as we progress throughout the week do get changed to possibly a virtual storefront and sale. So check the Chamber website at hayeschamber.com/events, and that will give you the most up-to-date time, location, and if events are happening in person or virtually.
Oh, very cool. And you've got an alert system as well, right, that kind of tells you something changes at the last minute?
Exactly, yes. So we do, if you have not signed up for notifications from the Chamber, if you are a Chamber member, we do send out text notifications that include all that great information, too. So we would highly encourage folks to sign up for that benefit if they aren't already receiving it.
Excellent. Well, we're almost out of time here, but anything else you guys want to share real quick before we go?
Well, obviously, there's a lot going on. We just want to say thank you to all of our incredible businesses for supporting the events that the Chamber has. And just a big shout out and thank you to all of our teachers in Ellis County and all of our farmers and ranchers. You are really the heart and soul of what our community is all about, and we are excited to do some fun things for that this year. And just wish everybody a fantastic week.